Chairman, Mr. Kenny Love, Chief Executive of the Tamora Aviation Museum. Our special guest today, the Right Honourable John Howard, Prime Minister of Australia. To our local member, the Honourable Kay Hole, MP, Member for Riverina, and our state member, the Honourable Ian Armstrong, Member for Lachlan. Mr. David Lowy, AM, President of the Tamora Aviation Museum. Mrs. Margot Lowy and members of the Lowy family. Board members of the Aviation Museum, museum staff and volunteers, from fellow mayors from our neighbouring shires, my fellow councils and previous councils on the Tamora Shire Council, valued staff of the Tamora Shire Council who have contributed to building our new runway, to our many other distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It is my privilege as Mayor of Tamora to extend a warm Tamora welcome to everyone who has made a special effort to be here this morning to celebrate 5 years of operation of the Tamora Aviation Museum and do the official opening of our new South West Runway, a joint project between the Federal Government, the Tamora Aviation Museum and the Tamora Shire Council. A special welcome to our Prime Minister, John Howard. Sir, we're honoured that you've made time in your busy schedule to come to Tamora. For a small country shire like Tamora, there are not too many opportunities in its history to have a celebration of an official opening of projects that are worthy of the presence of our Prime Minister. And we're glad that circumstances have allowed you to come. And of course, sir, you are making history, as we believe you are the first Prime Minister since Federation to visit Tamora. That seems incredible. That seems incredible when we're only 2 hours away from Canberra. We've had several deputy PMs, and I think you may have visited Tamora as an officer as a treasurer. But welcome back as our Prime Minister. To our local member for Riverina, Kay, welcome. Thanks, Kay, for your support for all you tried to achieve here in Tamora. Prime Minister, I believe you should also give thanks that Kay Hole is on your side of the House and a great supporter of you personally. So I know we value her work ethic and an enthusiasm to ensure that the best outcomes for our electorate. To our local state member, Ian Armstrong, welcome, Ian, and thanks for your assistance as well. I'd like to give a special welcome to Mr. Frank Lowy today. Welcome, sir. I know you've been to Tamora before, but I've first time I had a chance to meet you. We admired what you have achieved in your life since coming to Australia. We saw good things coming out of the Lowy Institute, and more importantly, it's good to see what's been happening with our Socceroos. For a town with four football codes and other sports, there wasn't many houses in Tamora and the Shire that weren't following the Socceroos in the recent World Cup. Ladies and gentlemen, the town of Tamora was established 126 years ago after the finding of gold in the area. After the gold mining finished, the district became a mixed farming area, and the town of Tamora essentially a rural service town. And today, it services not only Tamora Shire, but a wide area, probably 200 k's in radius. But like many rural farming areas in Australia at the moment, our farmers and business people have been doing it tough over the past 5 years with frost and drought. Even last year's spring produced some good crops, but some disappointing ones. But coped with 1970s prices and the returns soon evaporated with increased fuel, chemical and fertiliser prices. Mr. Prime Minister, we have appreciated your support for your government has given farmers and business people in this area to weather this difficult time. But please be mindful that this year's crop, though still looks green, does not have any subsoil moisture, has already lost significant yield potential, and we are desperate for further rains the next few weeks to survive the hot winds that are coming. Prime Minister, ladies and gentlemen, the Tamora Shire Council has for many years tried to find that elusive alternative industry to somehow drought-proof our community from the vagaries of the weather and create job opportunities so that our young people don't all have to leave and go to the city. We believe that aviation and its associated industries are our best chance to achieve this ambition. The Tamora area has a long history of involvement with aviation, being the home of No. 10 Elementary Flying School during the Second World War. And since then, we have had a very active aero and gliding clubs operating, attracting many championships to Tamora over the years because of the ideal characteristics of a non-commercial airfield and an ideal weather. But there were probably two other factors that attracted David and his board to establish their aviation museum in Tamora. One, the friendliness of the town and district. And last year, the Sydney Morning Herald's Colin May dubbed Tamora as the friendliest town in New South Wales. And secondly, They were dealing with an aviation-friendly Shire Council. And recently we had the AOPA conference in Tamora, aircraft owners and pilots, and at that conference the executive told me that there were very few councils around the state that were sympathetic to aviation, few and far between. So as Kenny said, building started on the first stage of the Aviation Museum in 99 and opened to the public in 2001, and has continued to expand since then to this internationally acclaimed tourist attraction we have today. With our extra tourist numbers, Tamora has picked up a new motel and a number of new eating establishments. In 2003, it became obvious that for the museum to continue to grow and to accommodate larger and more powerful aircraft, and for our council to have a chance of attracting aviation service industries, we needed a longer and stronger runway. We approached the then Minister, John Anderson, for a regional solutions grant, and were successful in obtaining a grant of $500,000. For the balance of $3.8 million, the Council and the Tamora Aviation Museum worked together to pay for and complete this project. It is a perfect example of the PPP buzzword today, public and private partnerships. We appreciated John Anderson's sympathetic hearing and contribution to approving this project. We did invite him to come today, but he was unable to come. The runway was built in extreme heat and dryness of the drought, and despite many, many difficulties, we achieved a first-class runway. It is 2,040 metres long, 30 metres wide with 3 metre shoulders, built to a strength rating of PCN 20, capable of taking 737 aircraft or similar. There have been only three CASA-approved runways built in New South Wales in recent years, Mascot, Coffs Harbour and Tamora. And Fabio Giacomo, our engineer, was responsible for two of those, Coffs and here. Prime Minister, at Tamora Shire, we're very proud of our own workforce, who with advice from excellent consultants and the help of some top local contractors, have built a first-class runway. And we have invited many of them to come along and join with us today. The Chairman of the Aviation Museum, David, and his board, to Ken and his staff, congratulations. I know that you have many full-time people based in Tamora now, and we thank you for that. Congratulations on 5 years of successful operation. From the team at the Shire, my fellow councillors, Gary and his staff, we really have appreciated working with you on this museum and the runway. You have always done things in the most professional manner and always had confidence in anything. We always had confidence in anything that you built and operated out here would be spot on. To those in our audience today from the aviation and commercial world, a special welcome to Tamora as well. To make the most of our opportunities of having the Tamora Aviation Museum based in Tamora, also having a new, longer and stronger runway to supplement our existing two runways, and having ideal weather and low commercial traffic, plus a friendly town and an aviation-friendly council, we have developed over the years an aviation estate. We have now opened up stages 2 and 3, which have a range of blocks available for sale, ranging from the residential ones with a house at the front, a hangar at the rear with access to a taxiway, to commercial blocks, and then larger industrial blocks. We'd love to see you move to Tamora, whether you're just a single aviation enthusiast or looking to set up an aviation service industry. Have a look today, see what we're doing, and come talk to us. If you're not into aviation, maybe you'd still like to invest in Tamora Shire, maybe a new shopping mall, or a heavy vehicle bypass. In conclusion, Prime Minister, thanks for being with us today. We hope you appreciate, along with us, the great job David and the crew here at Tamora Aviation Museum are doing to preserve and display our history for us and future generations to remember and enjoy. Thanks for officially opening our new runway. We appreciate your government's contribution in the form of a regional solutions grant, and you can be rest assured that this grant has been put to very good use in Tamora. To everyone else here today, enjoy the rest of the day and the exciting program ahead. And if you are a visitor here for the first time, feel free to come back again and see the many other attractions our town and Shire have to offer. Thank you.